Beloved, Christ is in our midst. We can tell today that we have come to the middle of Lent. We've gone through 3 weeks. This is the third Sunday, and we have 3 more weeks to go. And we can tell because the church looks different. It's dressed in bright colors, bright red. And instead of an icon on the tetrapod, we have before us the wooden cross of Christ our Savior, wreathed in flowers, living things. And the cross, as we celebrate it not only today, but through this coming week, is called many things. The cross is called paradise. It is called the gate of paradise. It is called a spear. It is called a nail. A spear and nail because it pierces hell, death, and forces it to give up all those whom it held captive from Adam and Eve to the end of the age. And it's something of a paradox to see a wooden cross clothed with living things, flowers. It's paradoxical because to make a cross, you have to kill a tree. You cut it down, clear off its bark, and you shape it into an instrument of execution. And this instrument of execution is that upon which our Savior died, and died for the love of us. And in his death, he swallowed up death, so that we are no longer to fear death. In his death, we get life. A paradox. One man dies, and we receive life. A dead tree brings life. And this points us back to Genesis, the first book of the scripture, particularly the passage we read on the first Friday of Lent, when Adam and Eve were told of a tree in paradise that they were not to eat from, a living tree with leaves, with fruit. And they ate it, and it brought death. A living tree brought death. And here before us, the dead tree of the cross sprouts forth with life like a vine, extending to all of us, connecting us to Christ, becoming itself paradise, and the gate of paradise now open to us, no longer closed as it was to Adam and Eve and all before Christ, but open, open for us, open for our loved ones to enter. So we honor the cross because this is where our journey of Lent is headed. This is a foretaste of what we will have in 3 weeks and some days, when we will carry the cross in procession to the middle of the church, with Christ then affixed to it, and we will bow down to kiss his feet on the cross in reverence and love for the love he has shown us as he, our high priest, as we heard in the first reading today, the high priest who has experienced temptation, who can sympathize with us, the sinners, who extends his love to us, who offers his life for us, for that is what a priest does. A priest offers sacrifice. And Christ isn't offering just any sacrifice of a bull or a lamb or fruit, but his life, his very life, shedding his blood for us so that we can have life in him. And for us to enter into the life he gives through the cross, he tells us in the second reading, we must deny ourselves, take up the cross, and follow in his steps. We must deny the old Adam in us. We must struggle against the passions that want us to live their way, in pride, in vanity, in slothfulness, in anger, in lust, in gluttony. These are the things we must die to and deny ourselves. Looking away from the things of the world that try to seduce us to think this is all there is. So look to be justified in this world, is what the passions tell us. Look to be recognized in this world, is what the passions tell us. Look to have money and fame and power, is what the passions tell us. And the cross of Christ, when we look at it, tells us that these are all things that are vanishing, that lead to death. That the cross of Christ is what brings us life. And it brings us life by our participation in his cross, taking up the cross. Jesus doesn't tell us, take up my cross or take up a cross. He tells each of us to take up our own cross, our little cross compared to his, the cross of denying ourselves, of struggling to live in more humility, with less anger, with chastity, integrity of spirit, sobriety, active in prayer, being more ascetic in how we approach food. These are the things and the means by which we take up our cross. And not to do battle with all the passions at once, either. For St. Basil tells us that's a recipe for our failure. Rather take one passion, work on it, ask God for his help, struggle against it, pray to our guardian angel to assist us, to Christ's Holy Mother, to our patron saint, to help us in the struggle, so that we can enter into his life, which comes only by the cross. We can't escape it. We can try. It's like trying to escape suffering. Suffering is a part of this life. It's a part of this world. We can't escape it. Christ himself suffered. He doesn't tell us, you're going to escape suffering in this life. He tells us, deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow in my steps. For when we reach for his cross, we catch those thorns that were upon him. They make us shed blood too. But they are shedding of the blood, of our blood, not necessarily physically, but I'm speaking metaphorically here. Because the struggle is one of bloodshed. We shed our blood with him, offering up to him our cross, offering up to him our life. Because he is our high priest who offered up himself for us. And what more can we offer than our own life? To be the priests of our life, each one of us, priest. To make sacrifice and say to God, here I am, here is my life. I give it to you because you gave yours for me. And every day to be aware of this, to be aware of the love of God for us that led him to the cross to shed his blood so that he could live in us, so that we could live most fully in him. And even now, we enjoy the most splendid foretaste in that we can receive Christ in his body and blood at this holy liturgy, that we can have God come to dwell in our soul and our body, to purify our sins, so that today we can say, I begin anew. God, give me today to begin anew. And tomorrow, God, give me today to begin anew. Every day to be able to say that we begin again to take up the cross and follow after Christ, denying ourselves, not for morbid reasons, but because we know, being here in the church, in worship, we know what is true, what is honorable, what is good, what is beautiful, what is lovely. It is God himself. It is he who endures, he who lives, he who gives life to us from the cross. And to him be glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Spirit, to the ages of ages.